Great Plays. The National Broadcasting Company invites you to attend a performance of The Playboy of the Western World, an Irish folk comedy by John Millington Synge. The Playboy was first produced at the Abbey Theater in Dublin on the evening of January 26, 1907. The Playboy of the Western World is perhaps Synge's best-known work. It is a folk comedy in the strict sense of the word. Its people are simple, and its comedy is simple and close to the earth. In listening to The Playboy this afternoon, we're sure that you'll find, as we have found, a direct and delicate beauty as timeless as the earth itself. And it is our hope as interpreters that your pleasure in listening will equal ours in its performance. The scene is the interior of a country public house near a village on the wild coast of Mayo. In it, an evening in autumn, and Margaret Flaherty, known to the countryside as Piggeen Mike, daughter to Michael James Flaherty, owner of the house, sits writing a letter.
Now, I think that's it. 6 yards of stuff for to make a yellow gown. A pair of lace boots with lengthy heels on them and brassy eyes. A hat is suited for a wedding day. A fine-tooth comb to be sent with 3 barrels of porter in Jimmy Farrell's creel cart and the evening of a coming fair to Mr. Michael James Flaherty. With the best compliments of this season, Margaret Flaherty.
Where is himself?
He's coming.
I didn't see him on the road.
How would you see him in a dark night this half hour gone by? Oh, it's above at the crossroads he is, meeting Philly Cullen. And a couple more are going along with him to Kate Cassidy's wake.
And he's gone that length in the dark night?
He is surely, and leaving me lonesome on the scruff of the hill.
Oh, well, when we're wedded in a short while, you'll have no call to complain.
You're making mighty certain, Shawneen, that I'll wed you now.
Aren't we after making a good bargain? The way we're only waiting these days on Father Riley's dispensation from the bishops or the courts of Rome.
It's a wonder, Shawneen, the Holy Father'd be taking notice of the likes of you. And stop tormenting me with Father Riley.
Would I fetch you the Widow Quinn, maybe?
Is it the like of that murderer? You'll not, surely.
Then I'm thinking himself will stop along with you when he sees you taken on. For it'll be a long night time with great darkness. And I'm after feeling a kind of fella above in the furzy ditch, groaning wicked like a maddening dog. The way it's good cause you have, maybe, to be fearing now.
What's that? Is it a man you seen?
I couldn't see him at all, but I heard him, groaning out and breaking his heart. It should have been a young man from his words speaking.
And you never went near to see was he hurted or what ailed him at all?
I did not, Peggy Mike. It was a dark, lonesome place to be hearing the like of him.
Well, you're a daring fella, and if they find his corpse stretched in the dews of dawn...
Oh, I wasn't thinking of that. For the love of God, Peggy Mike, don't let on I was speaking of him. Don't tell your father and the men is coming above. For if they heard that story, they'd have great blabbing this night at the wake.
I'll maybe tell them, and I'll maybe not.
They're coming at the door. Will you wish to, I say?
Wish yourself.
God bless
you, God,
God,
God
bless you.
Sit down now and take your rest. And how is it ye are, Sean Keogh? Are you coming over the sands to Kate Cassidy's wake?
I am not, Michael James. I'm going home the shortcut to me bed.
And he's right, too. And have you no shame, Michael James, to be quitting off for the whole night and leaving myself lonesome in the shop?
Well, isn't it the same whether I go for the whole night or a part only? And I'm thinking it's a queer daughter you are, if you'd have me crossing backward through the stooks of the dead women with a drop taken.
Well, if I'm a queer daughter, it's a queer father be leaving me lonesome these 12 hours of dark.
Ah, what is there to hurt you? And you, a fine hardy girl, would knock the head of any 2 men in that place.
Isn't there the harvest boys with their tongues red for drink?
Really, you're that afeard. Let Sean Keogh stop along with you.
I would, and welcome, Michael James. But I'm afeard of Father Riley.
Oh, God help you. Can't you sit in by the hearth with a light lit and herself beyond in the room? You'll do that, surely. For I've heard tell there's a queer fellow above, going mad or getting his death, maybe, in the gripe of the ditch. So she'd be safer this night with a person here.
I'm afeard of Father Riley, I'm saying. Let you not be tempting me. And we near married itself.
Lock him in the west room.
He'll stay then and have no sin to be telling the priest.
Go up now.
Don't stop me, Michael James. Let me out of the door, I'm saying, for the love of Almighty God. Let me out. Oh, let me out of it, and may God grant you his indulgence in the hour of need.
Stop your noising and sit down by the hearth.
Oh, Father Riley and the saints of God, where will I hide myself today? Oh, St. Joseph and St. Patrick and St. Bridget and St. James, have mercy on me now.
Hey, you'd be going, is it? Come
leave,
back here.
Leave me go, Michael James. Leave me go, you old pagan. Leave me go. Or I'll get the curse of the priests on you and of the scarlet-coated bishops and the cards of Rome.
Well, there's the coat of a Christian man. Oh, there's saint of glory this day in the lonesome West.
And what right have you to be making game of a poor fellow for minding the priest? When it's your own the fault is, not paying a penny pot boy to stand along with me and give me courage in the doing of my work.
Where would I get a pot boy?
Michael James.
What ails you?
The queer dying fellow's beyond, looking over the ditch. He's come up, I'm thinking, stealing your hens. Oh, God, help me, he's following me now. And if he's heard what I said, he'll be having me life, and I going home lonesome in the darkness of the night. Glory be, here he is now. Oh.
God save all here.
Mercy, God save you kindly.
Could I trouble you for a glass of porter, woman of the house?
You're one of them tinkers, young fella, is beyond, camped in the glen.
I am not, but I'm destroyed walking.
We'll let you come up into the fire. You're looking famished with the cold.
Oh, God reward you. Is it often the police to be coming into this place, master of the house?
If you'd come in better hours, you'd have seen license for the sale of beer and spirits to be consumed on the premises. And what would the police want me what spying on me?
It's a safe house, so.
Is it yourself is fearing the police? You're wanting, maybe.
There's many wanting.
Many, surely. With a broken harvest and the ended wars. It should be larceny, I'm thinking.
I had it in me mind it was a different word and a bigger.
Well, there's a queer lad. Well, you never slept in school, young fella, that you don't know the name of your deed.
Well, I'm slow at learning. A middling scholar only.
If you're a dunce itself, you have a right to know that larceny is robbing and stealing. Is it for the like of that you're wanting?
And I, the son of a strong farmer, God rest his soul.
If it's not stealing, it's maybe something big.
Aye, it's maybe something big.
He's a wicked-looking young fella. Maybe he followed after a young woman on a lonesome night.
Oh, the saints forbid, mister. I was all times a decent lad.
You're a silly man, Jimmy Farrell. He said his father was a farmer a while since, and there's himself now in a poor state. Maybe the land was grabbed from him, and he did what any decent man would do.
Was it bailiffs?
The devil a one.
Agents?
The devil a one.
Or landlords?
Oh, not at all, I'm saying.
Well, that lad's a puzzle of the world.
He'd beat Dan Davis' circus. Try him again, Philly.
Did you strike gold and guineas out of Sawler, young fella? Or shilling coins itself?
I did not, mister. Not sixpence nor a farthing coin.
Did you marry three wives, maybe? I'm told there's a sprinkling have done that among the holy Luthers of the preaching north.
I never married with one, let alone a couple or three.
Maybe he went fighting the boars like the man beyond and was judged to be hanged, quartered, and drawn.
I never left me own parish till Tuesday was away.
Oh, he's done nothing so. Now, if you didn't commit murder or robbery, there isn't anything that'd be worth your troubling for to run from now. Oh, you did nothing at all.
That's an unkindly thing to be saying to a poor orphan traveller. There's a prison behind him and hanging before, and hell's gap gaping below.
Oh, you're only saying it. You did nothing at all. A soft lad the like of you wouldn't slit the windpipe of a screeching sow.
You're not speaking the truth.
Not speaking the truth, is it? Would you have me knock the head of you with a butt of the broom?
Oh, don't strike me. I killed me poor father Tuesday was a week for doing the like of that.
Is it kill your father?
With the help of God, I did, surely.
Oh, that was a hanging crime, Mr. Honey. You should have had good reason for doing the like of that.
He was a dirty man, God forgive him. He getting old and crusty the way I couldn't put up with him at all.
And you shot him dead?
I never use weapons. I've no license and I'm a law-fearing man.
It was with a hilted knife, maybe. I'm told in the big world, it's bloody knives they use.
You take me for a slaughter boy?
Oh, you never hanged him.
I did not then. I just raised the lie and let fall the edge of it on the ridge of his skull.
Ooh.
And he went down at me feet like an empty sack and never let a grunt of groan from him at all.
And what way weren't you hanged, mister? Did you bury him then?
Oh, I buried him then. Wasn't I digging spuds in the field?
And the peelers never followed after you the 11 days you were out?
Never a one of them.
It's only with the common weekday kind of a murderer them lads will be thrusting their carcass. And that man should be a great terror when his temper's aroused.
He should, then. And where was it, Mr. Honey, that you did the deed?
Oh, a distant place, master of the house. a windy corner of high distant hills.
He's a close man, and he's right surely.
That'd be a lad with a sense of Solomon to have for a potboy, Michael James. If it's the truth, you're asking it all.
The Peelers is fearing him.
Bravery's a treasure in a lonesome place. And a lad would kill his father, I'm thinking, would face a foxy devil with a pitchpipe on the flags of hell.
Ah, it's the truth they're saying. And if I had that lad in the house, I wouldn't be fearing the walking dead.
Well, glory be to God.
Would you think well to stop here and be potboy, Mr. Honey? If we gave you good wages and didn't destroy you with a way to work.
That'd be a queer kind to bring into a decent, quiet household with the like of Peggy and Mike.
Well, you wished. Who's speaking to you?
A bloody-handed murder, the like of what...
Wished, I'm saying. We'll take no feeling from your like at all. And you, young fella, you'd have a right to stop, I'm thinking, for we'd do our all and our utmost to content your needs.
And I'd be safe in this place from the searching law.
You would, surely.
I'll let you stop a short while, anyway. Aren't you destroyed walking with your feet in bleeding blisters?
It's a nice room, and if it's not humbugging me you are, I'm thinking that I'll surely stay.
Now, by the grace of God, herself will be safe this night, when a man kills his father holding danger from the door. I'll let you come on now, Michael James, or they'd have the best stuff drunk at the wake.
And begging your pardon, mister, what name will we call you? For we'd like to know.
Christopher Mahan.
Well, God bless you, Christy. And a good rest till we meet again, when the sun will be rising to the noon of day.
Oh, God bless you all.
God bless you.
Peggy, are you wanting me to stop along with you and keep you from harm?
Now, didn't you say you were fearing Father Riley?
There'd be no harm staying now, I'm thinking, and himself in it, too.
Well, you wouldn't stay when there was need for you, and let you step off nimble this time when there's none.
Didn't I say it was Father Riley that had...
Oh, go along then to Father Riley.
If I meet the Widow Quinn...
Go on, I'm saying, and don't be waking this place with your noise. Oh, that lad'd wear the spirits from the saints apiece. Let you stretch out now by the fire, young fella. Or you should be destroyed, traveling.
Oh, I'm tired, surely. Walking wild 11 days, awake and fearful in the night.
You should have had great people in your family.
Oh, we were great, surely. With wide and windy acres of rich Munster land.
Wasn't I telling you? And you a fine, handsome young fellow with a noble brow.
Is it me?
Aye. Did you never hear that from the young girls where you come from, in the west or south?
I did not then. Oh, they're bloody liars in the naked parish where I grew a man.
Well, if they are itself, you've heard it these days, I'm thinking. And you, walking the world, telling out your story to young girls or old.
I've told me story no place till this night, Peggy and Mike. And it's foolish I was here, maybe, to be talking free. But you're decent people, I'm thinking. And yourself a kindly woman, the way I wasn't fearing you at all. I've seen none the like of you, the 11 long days I'm walking the world.
If you weren't destroyed travelling, you'd have as much talk, I'm thinking, as own Row O'Sullivan or the poets of the Dingle Bay.
You have a power of rings, God bless you. And would there be any offence if I was asking? Are you single now?
What would I want? Wedded so young.
We're alike. So, up to the day I killed me father, there wasn't a person in Ireland knew the kind I was. And I have to toil and moil and dig and dodging from dawn till dusk with never a sight of joy or sport, saving only when I'd be abroad in the dark night poaching rabbits on hills, for I was a devil to poach.
And it's that you'd call sport, is it? To be abroad in the darkness with yourself alone?
I did, God help me. And there I'd be as happy as the sunshine of St. Martin's Day, watching the light pass in the north or the patches of fog, till I'd hear a rabbit starting to screech, and I'd go running in the furze. Then when I'd my full share, I'd come walking down, and I'd hear me old da snoring out, a loud, lonesome snore I'd be making all times the while he was asleep.
Providence and mercy spare us all.
It's that you'd say, sure, if you'd seen him, and he after drinking for weeks.
Oh, I'd be well nigh afeard of that lad myself, I'm thinking. And was there no one in it but the two of you alone?
Not divil a one, though he'd sons and daughters walking all great states and territories of the world, and not a one of them, to this day, but would say there's 7 curses on him. And they rousing up to let a cough or sneeze, maybe, in the deadness of the night.
Well, you should have been a queer lot. I never cursed my father the like of that, though I'm 20 and more years of age.
Then you'd have cursed mine, I'm telling you. He, a man, never gave peace to any. The way it was a bit of life he led me till I did up a Tuesday and half his skull.
Well, you'll have peace in this place, Christy Mahan, and none to trouble you. And it's nigh time now a fine left fellow like you should have your good share of the earth.
It's time, surely. And I, a seemly fellow, with great strength in me and bravery of... Oh, glory. It's late for knocking. And this last while I'm in terror of the Peelers and walking dead.
Who's there?
Me.
Who's me?
The Widow Quinn.
Go on now with your supper, Christy. and let on to be sleepy, for if she found you were such a warrant to talk, she'd be stringing gabble till the dawn of day. And what ails you, Widow Quinn? Or what is it you're wanting here at this hour of the night?
I'm after meeting Sean Keir and Father Riley below, who told me of your curiosity, man. And they feeling by this time he was maybe roaring, romping on your hands with drink.
Look, now is he roaring? And he stretched away rousy with his supper and his mug of milk. Walk down and tell that to Father Riley and to Seanine Keogh.
Oh, I'll not see them again. But I've their word to lead the lad forward for to lodge with me.
This night, is it?
This night it is.
Oh.
It isn't fitting, says the priestie, to have his lightness lodging with an orphan girl. God save you, mister.
God save you kindly.
Well, no. And aren't you a little smiling, fella? It should have been great and bitter torments that rouse your spirits to a deed of blood.
It should, maybe.
It's more than maybe I'm seeing. And it has softened me heart to see you sitting so simple with your cup and cake. Huh? And you, fitter to be saying your catechism than slaying your dad.
Ah, there's talking. When you'd see anyone would see he's fit to be holding his head high with the wonders of the world. Walk on from this, for I'll not have him tormented. And he destroyed travelling since Tuesday was a week.
Ah, we'll be walking, surely, when the supper's done. And you'll find we're great company, you and I, young fella.
Did you kill your father?
Oh, she did not. But she hit her husband with a pick worn, and the rusted poison did cut out his blood the way he never overed it, and died after. Huh, that was a sneaky kind of murder. Did win small glory with the boys itself.
If it didn't, maybe all knows a widow woman has buried her children and destroyed her man is a wiser comrade for a young lad than a girl like you.
And you say that, Widow Quinn, and you gasping with the rage ahead, racing the hill beyond to look at his face.
Me, is it? Well, Father Riley has cuteness to divide, you know. We'd best be going, young fellow, so rise up and come along with
me. He'll not stir. He's potboy in this place, and I'll not have him stolen off and kidnapped while himself's abroad.
It'd be a crazy potboy he'd be, to lodge himself in the shebeen where he works for day. So you have a right to come on, young fellow, till you see my little Hussein, a perch off on the rising hill.
Wait till morning, Christy Mahan. Wait till you lay eyes on her leaky thatch. Is growing more pasture for her buck oath than her square of fields, and she without a tramp itself to keep her place in order at all.
Do you hear her now, young fellow? Do you hear the way she'll be racing at your own self when a week is by?
Don't heed her. Tell her to go into her pigsty and not plague us here.
I'm going. But he'll be coming with me.
But I'm potboy in this place, and it's here I'd leave for stay.
Now you've heard him. And go on from this.
Well, it's lonesome this hour crossing the hill. And if you won't come along with me, I'd have a right, maybe, to stop this night with yourself. Let me stretch out on the settle, Peggy Mike, and himself can lie by the half.
Faith, I won't. Quit off, or I'll send you now.
Well, it's a terror to be aged a score. Bless you now, young fellow. But let you be wary. Or there's right torment will wait you here if you go romancing with her like. And she waiting only on a sheepskin parchment to wed with Sean Keogh of Killarkeen.
Huh. What's that she's after saying?
Lies and blather. You've no call to mind. Well, isn't that Sean Keogh an impudent fellow to send up spying on me? Oh, wait till I lay my hands on him. Let him wait, I'm saying.
And you're not wedding him at all?
I wouldn't wed him if a bishop came walking for to join us up here. Well, there's your bed now. And may God give you a good rest till I call you in the morning when the cocks will crow.
May Mary and St. Patrick bless you and reward you for your kindly talk.
Good night, dear.
Good night. Well, it's a clean bed and soft with it. And it's great-looking company I've won me end of time. Two fine women fighting for the likes of me. Till I'm thinking this night, wasn't I a foolish fella not to kill me father in the years gone by?
Act two of The Playboy of the Western World opens on the following morning. Christy sits in the brilliant sunlight, cleaning Peggy's boots.
Well, now, this would be a fine place to be me whole life. Talking out with swearing Christians, replacing me old dogs and cats, and I stalking around, smoking me pipe and drinking me fill, and never a day's work but drawing a cock an odd time, or wiping a glass or rinsing out a shiny tumbler for a decent man. Is she coming again? Oh, stranger girls,
God help me, where'll I hide myself away? And me long neck naked to the world. I'd best go to the room maybe till I'm dressed again.
There's nobody in it.
Oh, it'd be early for them both to be out walking the hill, Susan. I'm thinking Sean Keogh was making game of us, and there's no such man in it at all.
Look at that. He's been sleeping there in the night. Well, it'll be a hard case if he's gone off now. The way we'll never set our eyes on a man killed his father.
Are you thinking them's his boots?
If they are, Nellie, there should be his father's tracks on them.
Is that blood there, Sarah Tan?
Whisht! There's someone inside the door. It's a man. I'll call him. Mister. Mister, is Peggy in within?
She's above in the nook keen, seeking the nanny goes the way she'd have a sup of goat's milk for to colour me tea.
And asking your pardon, is it you's the man killed his father?
I am, God help me.
Well, me thousand welcomes to you, and I've run up with a brace of duck eggs for your food today. Peggy's ducks is no use, for these are the real rich sort. Hold out your hand, and you'll see it's no lie, I'm telling you.
Oh, my, they're a great and weighty size.
And I run up with a pat of butter.
Thank you kindly.
And I brought you a little cut of cake.
And I brought you a little plain pullet vile, and all she is was crushed at the following night by the curate's ear.
I'm very thankful to you all today.
Sarah Tansy, Susan Brady, Arnold Blake. Well, what in glory has you here at this hour of day?
That's the man who killed his father.
Killed his father. I know well it's the man. And I'm after putting him down on the sports below for races, leaping, pitching, and the Lord knows what.
That's right, Widow Quinn. I'd bet me dowry that he licked the world.
If you will, then, you have a right to have him fresh and nourished in place of nursing the feast. Are you fasting or fed, young fellow?
Fasting, if you please.
Well, you are the lot. Stir up now and give him his breakfast. And come here to me, lad. And let you tell us your story before Peggy will come. In place of grinning your eyes off like the moon of May.
Ah, it's a long story. You'd be destroyed listening.
Don't be letting on to be shy. A fine, gamey, treacherous lad like you. Was it in your own house beyond that you cracked your dad's skull?
It was not. We were digging spuds in this cold, sloping, stony divil's patch of a field.
Ah, and you went asking money of him? Or making talk of getting a wife would drive him from his farm?
I did not then. But there I was, digging and digging. And you squinting idiot, says he. Let you walk down now and tell the priest you'll wed the widow Casey in a score of days.
Oh, so you hit him then?
I did not. I won't wed her, says I. And she a hag this day with a tongue on her has the crows and seabirds scattered.
That one should be a right company.
I don't mind her. Did you kill him then?
She's too good for the likes of you, says he. And go on now, I'll flatten you out like a crawling beast has passed under a dray. You will not, if I can help it, says I.
You are right, surely.
With that, the sun come out between the cloud and the hill, and it's shining green in me face.
Yes, yes.
God have mercy on your soul, says he, lifting the side. Or on your own, says I, raising the lie.
That's a grand
story. Sure, it's one side. And I gave a leap to the east. Then I turned around me back to the north, and I hit a flaw on the ridge of his skull. There him stretched out, and he split to the knob of his gullet.
Oh, that was marvelous. Sure, it was wonderful. So wonderful.
I'm stepping this road to make a second husband to the widow Quinn, and she with a great yearning to be wedded. So I'll dread her here.
Well, you're the hero, surely, and yet you drink a sup in with your arms linked like the outlandish lovers in the sailor song. There now. Drink a health to the wonders of the Western world.
That's a right talk, Sarah Tansy. Now, Christy, come along with you.
Oh, it's Peggy.
And what is it you're wanting?
An ounce of tobacco.
Have you tuppence?
I've forgotten me purse.
Well, then you'd best be getting it and not fooling us here.
And what is it you're wanting, Widdy Quinn?
A pennyworth of starch.
And you without a white shifter shirt in your whole family since the drying of the flood. I've no starch for the likes of you, and let you walk on now to Killamuck.
Well, you're mighty happy this day, Peggy and Mike. And you, young fella, let you not forget the sports and the racing when the noon is by. Come along with you, come along.
So fling out that rubbish, Christy. Put them cups away. Shove in that bench by the wall and hang that glass on the nail. What disturbed it all?
I was making myself decent only. And this a fine country for young lovely girls.
I wish you're talking to girls.
Wouldn't any wish to be decent in a place
like that? I'm saying.
It was with a lie the like of that I killed me father.
You've told me that story 6 times since the dawn of day.
It's a queer thing you wouldn't care to be hearing it. And them girls after walking 4 miles to be listening to me now.
4 miles? It's not 3 perches. I was down this morning looking on the papers the postboy does have in his bag. Ah, for there was great news this day, Christopher Mahon.
Is it news of me murder?
Murder, indeed.
A murder, da?
There was not. But a story filled half a page of the hanging of a man.
Oh, God help me. Are you thinking I'm safe? He was saying at the fall of night I was shut of jeopardy, and I here with ourselves.
Oh, you'll be shut of jeopardy no place if you go on talking with a pack of wild girls, the like of them to be walking abroad with the peelers, talking whispers at the fall of night.
And you're thinking they'll tell?
Oh, who knows, God help you.
Oh, what joy will they have to bring hanging to the likes of me?
Those queer joys they have. And who knows the thing they'd do if it'd make the green stones cry itself to think of you swaying and swiggling at the butt of a rope.
If there's that terror of them, it's best maybe I went on wandering.
It would, maybe. For I've heard the circuit judges this place is a heartless crew.
It's more than judges this place is a heartless crew. And isn't it a poor thing to be starting again? And I, a lonesome fella, will be looking out on women and girls the way the needy fallen spirits to be looking on the Lord.
And what call have you to be that lonesome when there's poor girls walking Mayo in their thousands now?
It's well you know what call I have. It's well you know it's a lonesome thing to be passing small towns with the light shining sideways when the night is down, or going in strange places with the dog nosing before you and a dog nosing behind, or drawn to cities where you hear a voice kissing and talking deep love in every shadow of the ditch, and you passing on with an empty, hungry stomach failing from your heart.
I'm thinking you're an odd man, Christy Mahon. The oddest walking fella I ever set my eyes on to this hour today.
What would any be but odd men, and they living lonesome in the world?
I'm not odd, and I'm a whole life with my father only.
How would a lovely, handsome woman the like of you be lonesome, when all men should be thronging around to hear the sweetness of your voice, and the little infant children should be pestering your steps, I'm thinking, and you walk in the roads.
Well, I'm hard set to know what way a coaxing fella the like of yourself should be lonesome, either.
Coaxing?
How would you have me think a man never talked with a girl's would have the words you've spoken today? Ah, it's only letting on you to be lonesome the way you get round me now.
I wish I was letting on. But I was lonesome all times, and born lonesome, I'm thinking, as the moon of dawn.
Well, it's a story I'm not understanding at all, why you'd be worse than another Christy Mahon. And you a fine lad with a great savagery to destroy your da.
It's little I'm understanding myself, saving only that me heart's scalded this day. And I going off stretching out the earth between us, the way I'll not be waking near you another dawn of the year, till the two of us do arise to hope or judgment with the saints of God. Now I'd best be going with me wattling me hand, for hanging is a poor thing. And it's little welcome only has left me in this house today.
Christy, come here to me. Lay down that switch and throw some sods in the fire. You're potboy in this place, and I'll not have you mitch off from us now.
You were saying I'd be hanged if I stay.
Ah, I'm going down and reading the fearful crimes of Ireland for 2 weeks or three, and there wasn't a word of your murder. Ah, they've likely not found the body. You're safe so with ourselves.
It's making game of me, you world. And I can stay so, working at your side. And I'm not lonesome from this mortal day.
Well, what's to hinder you from staying? Except the widow woman or the young girls would inveigle you off.
And I'll have your words from this day filling me ears. And that look has come upon you meeting me two eyes. And I watching you loafing around in the warm sun or rinsing your ankles when night is come.
I'm thinking you'll be a loyal young lad to have working around.
Peggy.
Oh.
I was passing below and I seen your mountainy sheep eating cabbages in Jimmy's field. Run up or they'll be bursting, surely.
Oh, God, me.
I'd best go to her aid, maybe. I'm handy with yous.
She can do that much. And there is Shanine, has long speeches for to tell to you now.
Do you see that, mister?
The half of a ticket to the Western States.
I'll give it to you and me new hat and the blessing of Father Riley itself, maybe, if you'll quit from this and leave us in the peace we had till last night at the fall of dark.
And for what is this you're wanting to get shut of me?
Oh, I'm a poor scholar with middling faculties to kind of lie. So I'll tell you the truth, Christy man. I'm wedding with Peggy Beyond, and I don't think well of having a clever, fearless man the like of you dwelling in her house.
And you'd be using bribery for to banish me?
I'll let you not take it badly.
Oh, it's true for him, and you'd best quit off and not have that poor girl setting her mind on you.
She wouldn't suit you, and she with the divil's own temper, the way you'd be strangling one another in a score of days.
Fit them clothes on you anyhow, young fella. And he'd maybe loan them to you for the sports. Fit them on, and you can give your answer when you have them tried.
I will, then. I'd like herself to see me in them tweeds and hat.
Aye.
He'd like herself to see them. Ah, he'll not leave us with a quin. He's a scar of divils in him, the way it's well nigh certain he will wed Peggy.
Well, it's true all girls are fond of courage and do hate the like of you.
Oh, with a quin, what'll I be doing now? I'd inform again him, but he'd burst from Kilmainham and he'd be sure and certain to destroy me. With a quin, will you find me some contrivance when I've promised you?
Ah, surely you's a small thing. But what would you give me if I did wed him? And did save you so.
You?
Aye. Would you give me the red cow you have? And the mountainy ram? And the right of way across your rye patch?
I would, surely. And I'd give you the wedding ring I have. And the loan.
Ah, that'll do so. I'll let you whist. Please come and know with him. Oh, if you're seeing yourself now, I'm thinking you'd be too proud to speak to us at all. And it'd be a pity, surely, to have your like sailing from Mayo to the Western world.
I'm not going. If this is a poor place itself, I'll make myself contented to be lodging here.
Well, I'm going measuring the race course while the tide is low. So I leave you the garments and be blessing for the sparts today. God bless you.
Well, you're a mighty spruce young fellow. Sit you down now till you're quiet and talk with me.
I'm going abroad on the hillside for to seek Peggy.
Ah, you'll have plenty of time to seek Peggy. And you heard me saying, at the fall of night, the two of us should be great company.
From this out, I'll have no want of company. When all sorts is bringing me their food and clothing, the way they set their eyes upon a gallant off and cleft his father with one blow to the preacher's belt.
Oh, saints of glory, holy angels, and the throne of light.
What ails you, man?
If the walking spirits of me might have died.
Is that that cramp?
Well, I hide me poor body from the ghost of hell.
Get inside, then. Get with me. Oh, well, God save you, me poor man.
Did you see a young lad passing this way in the early morning or the fall of night?
You're a queer kind to walk in, not saluting at all.
Did you see the young lad?
What kind was he?
An ugly young streeler with a murderous garb on him and a little switch in his hand. I met a tramper seen him coming this way at the fall of night.
Well, there's harvest hundreds do go passing these days with a Sligo boat. But what is it you're wanting him, my poor man?
I want to destroy him for breaking the head on me with a trout of a loy. Look here at me sconce.
Oh.
It was he that did that. And am I a great wonder to think I've traced him 10 days with that rent in me crown.
That was a great blow. And who hit you? A robber, maybe?
It was me own son hit me.
It was a bad blow, surely. And you should have vexed him fearful to make him strike that gash in his da.
Is it me?
Aye. And isn't it a great shame when the old and hardened do torment the young?
Torment him, is it? And I after holding out with the patience of a martyred saint till there's nothing but destruction on, and I'm driven out in me old age with none to aid me.
What kind was he?
A small low fella.
And dark?
Dark and dirty.
I'm thinking I've seen him.
An ugly young blackguard.
A hideous, fearful villain in the spit of you.
Which way has he fled?
Gone over the hills to catch a coasting steamer to the north or the south.
Could have pulled up on him now.
Strike down to the head beyond, and then follow on the roadway to the north and the east.
Thank you, Mum.
And now, come up with you. Huh. So you're the walking playboy of the Western world. And that's the poor man you had divided to his breeches belt.
Oh, what'll Peggy say when she hears that story? What'll she be saying to me now?
She'll knock the head off you, I'm thinking, and drive it from the door. God help her to be taking you for a wonder, and you a little schemer making up the story you destroyed your da. But I'm your like, and it's for that I'm taking a fancy to you. And I, with me little Hussein above, where there'd be myself detention, and none to ask, were you a murderer or what at all at all?
And what would I be doing if I left Pagin?
I've nice jobs you could be doing. And if my hut is far from all sides, it's there you'll meet the wisest old men, I tell you, at the corner of the wheel. And it's there yourself and me. I'll have great times, whispering and hugging.
Oh. Is it Pagin, Mike?
It's the young girls, I'm thinking, coming to bring you to the sports below. And what is it you'll have me to tell them now?
Aid me for to win, Pagin. It's yourself only that I'm seeking now. Aid me for to win her, and I'll be asking God to stretch a hand to you in the hour of death.
If I aid you, will you swear to give me a right of way I want, and a mountainy ram, the time that you'll be master here?
I will, by the elements and stars of night.
Then, we'll not say a word to the old fellow. The way Pagin won't know your story till the end of time.
And if he chances to return again?
We'll swear he's a maniac, and not your dad. Go along with you now. There they are. Come along.
I will then if Peggy's beyond.
She's in the bar. He's making game of shot.
Go along with you then. Go along.
Go on through
now. Go along. Go along with you. Go along. Well, if the worst comes to the end of all, it'll be great game to see that there's none to pit him. But a widow woman, the like of me, has buried her children and destroyed her man.
Act 3 of The Playboy of the Western World takes place later the same day. Christie has gone to the games. The scene opens as the Widow Quinn greets the entrance of Old Mahon.
Oh, You're back here again, is it?
Aye.
You didn't go far at all.
I'm destroyed traveling since Tuesday was a week.
Well, come. Sit down there by the fire and take your ease for a space. You've a right to be destroyed indeed with your walking and fighting and facing the sun. There now is a drink for you. And may it be to your happiness and length of life.
God increase you, ma'am.
Philly. Jimmy.
Yes.
What is it?
What is it?
Do you know what? That man's raped from his wound today. For I met him a while since telling a rambling tale of a tinker had him destroyed. And then he heard of Christie's deed. And he up and says Christie's his son. And had cracked his skull. Oh, isn't madness a fright? For he'll go killing someone yet. And he, thinking it's the lad, has struck him so.
It's a fright, surely. I knew a party was kicked in the head by the Red Mare. And he went killing horses for a great while, till he ate the insides of a clock, and died after.
Did he see Christie?
He did not, and let you not be putting him in mind of him, or you'll be likely summoned if there's murder done.
Aye, a fine son I have.
He's listening. Wait now. Wait till you hear me taking him easy and unraveling all. And what way are you feeling, mister?
I'm poorly only, for it's a hard story the way I'm left today.
He's not raving. Were you asking what kind was his son?
Was your son that hit you a lad of 1 year and a score, maybe? A great hand at racing and lipping and licking the world?
Didn't you hear me say he was a fool of men? What's that? What in the name of God are the ones roaring below?
They're cheering a young lad, the champion playboy of the Western world.
Oh, it has split my heart to hear them. And I with puzzles in my brain pan for a week gone by. What's that? They're raising the young fellow up. They're coming this way.
Sure they are.
It's Christie. It's my son, Christie. I'd know his way of spitting on here astride the moon. Let me out to him.
Stay quiet. Stay quiet, will you? That's not your son. Jimmy, stop him. Or you'll get a month for the abetting of manslaughter and be fired as well.
I'll hold him. Let me out, the lot of you, till I have vengeance on his head today.
That's not your son. That's a man who's going to make a marriage with the daughter of this house.
That man marrying a decent and a moneyed girl? Is it mad you are? Is it in a crazy house for females that I'm landed now?
It's mad yourself is with the blow upon your head. That lad, I'm telling, is the wonder of the Western world.
I've seen it's my son.
You've seen that you're mad. Do you hear them cheering him in the zigzags of the road? Now, aren't you after saying that your son's a fool? And how would they be cheering a true idiot born?
It's maybe out of reason that man's himself.
Here.
There's none surely will go cheering him.
Here they are now. Run down the boreen, to the right. And not a one of them will see you.
Run along.
Go on now. And don't destroy him and him drenching with sweat. Go along, I'm saying. And have your tug of war until he's dried his skin.
Thank you kindly, the lot of you. Well, you say it was a little lonely I did this day. If you'd seen me a while since striking me one single blow.
Go on and leave him for to rest and dry. Go along, I tell you, for he'll do no more.
I'll have great times if I win the crowning prize I'm seeking now. And that's your promise that you'll wed me in the fortnight.
You've right daring to go ask me that. When all knows you'll be starting to some girl in your own townland in 4 months or five.
Starting from you, is it? I will not then. And when the air's as warming in 4 months or five, it's then yourself and me should be pacing effing in the dews of night. The time sweet smells will be rising, and you'd see a little shiny new moon, maybe, sinking on the hills.
And what is it I have, Christie man, to make me fit an entertainment for the like of you, that has such poets talking and such bravery of heart?
Isn't there the light of seven heavens in your heart alone? The way you'll be an angel's lamp to me from this out, and I abroad in the darkness, spearing salmons in the Owen or the Carrimore.
Oh, if I was your wife, I'd go along with you those nights, Christie man. The way you'd see I was a great hand at coaxing bailiffs, or coining funny nicknames for the stars of the night.
And to think I'm long years hearing women talking that talk to all bloody fools. And this the first time I've heard the like of your voice talking sweetly for me own delight.
Oh, there's my father coming from the wake. And when he's had his sleep, we'll tell him, for he's peaceful then.
The blessings of God and the holy angels on your head, young fella. I hear tell you're after winning all in the sports below. And wasn't it a shame I didn't bury you along with me to Kate Cassidy's wake? A fine stout lad to like you. For you'd never see the match of it for blows of drink. The way when we'd sunk our bones at noonday in our narrow grave, there were five men, I and six men, stretched out, rich and speechless on the holy stones.
Is that the truth?
Aye. And look beyond at that shy and decent Christian I have chosen for me daughter's hand. And I after getting the gilded dispensation this day for to wed them now.
And you'll be wedding them this day, is it?
Aye. In the nick of time, too.
He's missed his nick of time, for it's that lad, Christy Mahon, that I'm wedding now.
Oh, you'll be making him a son to me. And he wet and crusted with his father's blood?
Aye.
Oh, aren't you a heathen, daughter? Have you not a word to aid me, Seanine? Are you not jealous at all?
I'd be afeard to be jealous if a man did slay his da.
Well, it'd be a poor thing to go marrying your like.
It's a queer story you'd go picking up a dirty tramp from the highways of the world.
Oh, I'm thinking you're too fine for the likes of me, Seanine Keogh of Killikeen. And let you go off till you find a radiant lady. Ah, that'd be your match, Seanine, so God save you now.
Won't you hear me telling you?
Take yourself from this young fellow, or I'll maybe add a murder to me deeds today.
Murder, is it? Is it mad yez are? Will you go making murder in this place?
I'll not fight him, Michael James. I'd leave for live a bachelor. Strike him yourself, Michael James.
Is it me fight him? With his father slaying his bread too now. Go on, you fool, and fight him now.
Will I strike him with me hand?
Take the lawyers on your western side.
I'd be afeard of the gallows if I struck him with that.
Then I'll make you face the gallows or quit off from this. Well, fine weather be after him. And I'm thinking you wouldn't wish to have that quaking blackguard in your house at all. Let you give us your blessing and hear us swear a faith in me. For I mounted on the springtide of the stars of luck. The way it'll be good for any to have me in the house.
Bless us now, for I swear I'll wed him and I'll not renege.
It's the will of God, I'm thinking. A daring fella is the jewel of the world. And a man did split his father's middle with a single clout should have the bravery of 10. So, may St. Patrick bless you and increase you from this mortal day.
Amen.
Where is he? Ah! I've caught you.
Take him away. Who are you, Tall? Who are you, Tall?
His father, God forgive me.
Jesus rose from the dead.
Do you think I look so easily quenched with the tap of a loy?
What are you saying with that? Tall. Letting on you had him slitted and you
He's not my father. He's a raving maniac who scared the world. Himself knows it's true.
Oh, you're fooling Peggy.
Not your father.
You're a liar.
It's himself was a liar. Lying stretched out with an open head on him, letting on he was dead.
Weren't you off racing the hill before I got me breath with the start I had? Seeing you turn on me at all?
And to think of the coaxing glory we'd given him. And he after doing nothing but hitting a soft blow and chasing northward in a sweat of fear. Quit off from this.
You've seen me doings this day and let you save me from the old man. Why should you be in such a scorch of haste to spur me to destruction now?
Ah, it's there. Your treachery is spurring me till I'm hard set. To think you're the one I'm after lacing in my heartstrings half an hour gone by.
Aye, me boy.
Oh, take on from this, old man. For I think bad the world should see me raging for a monster liar and a fool of men.
Raise up no retribution and come on with me.
What is it trying to torment me here? When I asked the thunders of the mighty God to blast me if I ever did hurt to any, save it only that one single blow.
If you didn't, you're a poor good for nothing. And isn't by the likes of you the sins of the whole world are committed?
In the name of Almighty God.
Leave troubling the Almighty God. Will you have him send down droughts and fevers and the old hen and the cholera morbus?
Will you come between us and protect me now, Widow Quinn?
I've tried a lot, me share is done.
Are you coming, me lad?
And I must go back to me torment,
Ask
is it?
Ask Peggy to aid you.
I will not then, for there's torment in the splendor of her like. And she, a girl, any moon of midnight would take pride to meet facing southwards on the heights of Kiel.
Come here to me, my lad.
Leave me go, I'm saying.
I will, maybe, when your legs is limp and your back is blue. Take
away,
that!
Shut your yellen! Keep off! Lest I do a show of blowing to the lot here would set the guardian angels winking in the clouds above.
Shut your gullet and come on with me.
Give me that lie. I'm going, but I'll stretch you first.
They're turning again you. Come along, or you'll be hanged indeed.
I'll not leave Peggy, Mike.
Come along, I tell you, and I'll find your finer sweethearts at each waning moon.
It's Peggy I'm seeking only.
Oh, they're going to hang him.
Is the old lad killed, surely?
I'm after feeling the last gasps quitting his heart.
Look at the way he is. Twist the hangman's knot on it and slip it over his head. Well, he's not minding at all.
Let you take it, Seanine. You're the soberest of all of us here.
Is it me to go near him? And he the wickedest and worst with me? Let you take it, Pegging Mike.
Come on, so.
What ails you?
Come on to the peelers till they stretch you now.
Me?
Take him on from this, or the lot of us would likely be put on trial for his deed today.
And it's yourself will send me off to have a horny-fingered hangman hitching his bloody slipknots at the butt of my ear?
Go on, will you?
The rope, Pegging, and I'll quit the lot of you.
Take him on, out from this.
Pull a twist on his neck and squeeze him. So. Me legs spit on me. He's the like of a mad dog, I'm thinking, the way that I will surely die.
You will, then. The way you can shake out hell's flags to welcome me for coming in two or three.
Will you look at what's come in again? His father, Pete.
Are you coming to be killed a third time, or what age you know?
For what is it they have you tied, Christy?
They're taking me to the peelers to have me hanged for slaying you.
It is the will of God.
Is it so? Here, Christy, I'll get the rope off you. And now, Michael James Flaherty, my son and myself will be going our own way. And we'll have great times from this out, telling stories of the villainy of Mayo and the fools that is here. Come on now, Christy, come on.
Go with you, is it? I will then, like a gallant captain with his heathen slave. Go on now, and I'll see you from this day stewing me oatmeal and washing me spud. For I'm master of all fights from now. Go on, I'm saying.
Is it me?
Not a word out of you. Go on from this.
Glory be to God, I'm crazy again.
10,000 blessings upon all that's here. For you've turned me a likely gaffer in the end of all. The way I'll go romancing through a romping lifetime. From this hour to the dawning of Judgment Day.
By the will of God, we'll have peace now for our drinks. Will you draw the porter, Pegging?
It's a miracle. Father Riley can wed us in the end of all, and we'll have none to trouble us when his vicious bite is healed.
Oh, quit my sight. Oh, my grief. I've lost him, surely. I've lost the only playboy of the Western world.
This brings to a close our production of The Playboy of the Western World by John Millington Synge. The cast included Old Mahan, Whitford Kane, Michael James Flaherty, Alan McAteer, Sean Keogh, John Kane, Philly Cullen, Ralph Cullinan, Jimmy Farrell, Clement O'Loughlin, Widow Quinn, Florence Malone, Sarah Tansey, Eileen Curran, Susan Brady, Sarah Floyd, Honor Blake, Dorothy Nolan, Nellie Rose Flynn, and Christopher Mahan, Walter Kinsella, and Pegging Mike, Mary Michael. The Playboy of the Western World was produced under the direction of James Church, and the music was furnished by the Norseman Quartet. Next week at this same hour, you will hear Valley Forge by Maxwell Anderson, the last play of this present series. Jack Costello speaking. This has been an NBC educational feature of the National Broadcasting Company, RCA Building, Radio City.